Carlos, your team has come from two goals down to get a point here at Cardiff. What was your assessment of your team's performance today?
First of all, I'm very proud about the vibe of the team. We play with a big soul, with a heart, especially in the second half. And just a team very strong, like a team, and that believe that they can, when they have difficult, some kind of difficulties, they can go to ahead with this kind of situations. Must be a strong team. About the game, we start, I think, well, because we move the ball very well. We start to do our game with a good dynamic. And even we don't create too many chances, but we are more with the ball. In the first time that the Cardiff go to our area, in the moment that Sam asked the substitution and is weak and he can't fight to the ball and he go easy to him, and after they did the penalty, it was a penalty, clear penalty, at that moment we are controlling the game. After this, we start doing the same. We go to the to try to do 1-1. But uncomfortable again, with we lose a little the concentration, and the second time that Cardiff go to our goal, they score the second. Between the second goal at the end of the first half, we lose sometimes the balance of the team, and usually we don't lose the balance of the team. We want too much, try to revert the score, but we lose sometimes the balance, and Cardiff, even we put a ball in the post, and Cardiff can score another goal also. So in the second half, we do a tactical substitution. We put Kieran Lee, that have a small problem, also out, and we put Upar in the attack with Lucas and Fernando behind them. But I said to the players that I can, on the break, I can change the team tactical. I will do that because I believe that we can win. But must be you and believe and play with your heart and play with a big soul like a team. And we must believe that we can change this game. To do that, because even if I change something, you must do that on the pitch. And they did absolutely fantastic. They received the message very well. They deserve the draw. Even we have more or another chance, the opponent have, Cardiff have also chances. I think it's correct the score. But I'm very happy because even we show a big soul. Our massive fans with us, we put together big problem to Cardiff in the second half. I'm very happy because we show quality. Even we did one or another mistakes, we show a very good quality on the way that we play.
How vital was that goal from Fernando Forestieri? Maybe just to change the complexion of the game, and it is a really good goal as well, isn't it?
It was a good goal, but we can also we have in that moment we have a good offensive. We are in good way in the offensive part of the team. We are creating chances, corners, and so of course in these moments Fernando he comes with a fantastic shoot and he did the goal. And after the 2-1, of course, it's a very difficult score to the Cardiff because 2-1 and we are. We put them under pressure. We are with good, fantastic fitness also. The fitness of our team is unbelievable. The way that we play in the second half again with a very hard pressing to the opponents. And at the end, I think we deserve the point that we win.
Did the defensive issues maybe in that first half, though, cost you the chance to win this game comfortably? And the two goals were perhaps both avoidable?
Yeah, but listen, today... Why we put Turner? Probably a little soon because he very fast because he recover and we put him directly to play because Cardiff used too much the balls to Jones and Jones don't move just in the defensive line, move also between lines. And Sam is a perfect player to control the situation because very good header, he can win the first ball, and also because I think Cardiff scored this moment 7 goals in the corners. They are very strong in the corners, and we need one more tall player to play. So we prefer in the to beginning to put Sam and Turner, and not put Alex. It's the decision. But we know that Turner is not 100%, and we take some risks. If you saw it, he was better in the second half than in the first half because the rhythm are coming, and he missed a lot of weeks. And in the first half, he have some problems. So we lose a little also with a little kick of Daniel. We lose, and with the substitution of Sam and that period it is not there, we lose a little our connections each other, and it's not normal because usually we are more effective on the defensive line. But in the second half we correct everything, and Alex really affect the game when he came to the pitch. He affect the game, the quality of the game. He start moving the ball and starting also drive the ball to the midfield of Cardiff, and with this we open more spaces. So it's something that what happened in the first half is something that we know what happened and why happened, and we know that these kind of things can happen, but we take some risks, must tell you.
How serious or how concerning is the injury to Sam Hutchinson?
I don't know, really. I don't know. I think it's not too much, not a big problem, but really, I don't know in this moment. But, also, Keenan, I did a substitution because he feel a little pain. We must move a player. So immediately we take the decision to don't take risks, to don't lose players to the future. He's playing well, and he said that probably can play, but we don't want risks, so it's why you substitute him. So I think it's nothing important to the future.
How much of a test is it for the group, though, that in the last few weeks you've picked up some injuries to key players, and that is a challenge in itself, isn't it?
Yeah, not a few weeks, not last long time. I never talk about the injuries. But a lot of players, we miss a lot of players. But, for example, Alex, probably now the fans and the people start about Alex. But we miss Alex a lot of weeks, and an important player to us also. Sogo is an important player, all of them. But as I tell you, we have a strong team, like a team. We have a lot of, I believe in all the players of the squad. And sometimes with these kind of situations, we take some risks. It's the case of Turner. Because if you ask me if Turner is 100% fit to play, I will tell you no. But we must take risks because we have some problems in the position. And he did very well in the second half also. And first half, not bad. So we will do better in the future. So the responsibility if he, in the first half is not he didn't do 100% is 100% mine, because we need to push the player to the position because we need him to the future. So this kind of situations, sometimes we miss some things when we must press a little the players to back to the team. But it's the life. We must live with the life, with the reality. So in the second half, as I told before, we said in Portugal that we put all the meat on the fire because we are angry, we want it, and we must put all the meat on the fire on the second half. And when we do this, our team and everything belongs to the players, because as I tell you, even if we change, if they don't believe and they don't play with a heart, and also with our fans, we never win 1 point today.
It's hard for us to tell up there, but the second goal, have you had a chance to look back at it? Do you know whether that was onside or offside?
I don't know it.
And with the performance here today and coming from behind, you know, on the road against a team that is in the top six, how much encouragement does that give you going into the new year now, with just about over half the season left, that you can, you know, really show yourselves well in this second half of the season?
I know what I will say. So most important to me is that we are better now than we are in the beginning. This is absolutely sure. Also, we are better now than we was 2 months ago. So it's something that we are improving the team. So we are on the process. I have 6 months or five, 6 months of work, 15 new players. It's natural that with the time, with the connections, they know better the way that we play. They know better each other. We are creating a big soul between us. So this means that we are strong. So really, we are strong. But this don't mean that we change the way that I talk before. Because talk, it's very easy. It's the same that when I said to the players on the break, I can talk, I can move. But you must do inside the pitch. So I can say a lot of things. I can say that we will win the Champions League. But we must fight and must win the games to win the Champions League. So this means that we must win matches. And now let's focus in the match on Tuesday. It will be not easy, absolutely sure. And we hope that we have some fans there. Our fans will be there, absolutely sure, to help us. And this is the most important. And after, let's see. It's not important to talk. It's more important to do than talk. We are here to do, not to talk.
Thank you. Okay.